In recent years, we've heard of many instances of creative sentencing. Judges have ordered convicts to write essays, hold signs in public, attend various courses, do things that would, to quote Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado, make the punishment fit the crime. The Mikado is almost doubly relevant to our next item. It's a light comic opera or operetta. Almost the sort of thing that Judge Jeffrey Swartz might sentence someone to listen to. He evidently prefers Italian opera as a correctional device. Judge Swartz sits in Dade County Court in Florida. His chambers are in Miami Beach, and he joins us by phone. Judge Jeffrey Swartz, can you tell us when and why you first offered someone in your court the choice of either paying a fine or listening to an opera?
I have for a while been disturbed when I sit at a stoplight. People come by, especially young people, they are, with the big woofers in the back of their car and their music turned up, and my windows would vibrate and the bolts in my car would loosen. And it was very disturbing, even for my own 17-year-old. About 8 or 9 months ago, the police started enforcing a new excessive noise ordinance because people who live in the condos along Miami Beach were having their windows rattled at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Alarms were going off in automobiles. And so they passed this new ordinance. The police decided to enforce it. And when the first few came in front of me, I have no idea how it happened, but it just popped into my head, and I was happened to be just listening to La Boheme that day, and I decided, this is what you're going to do. I offered the gentleman the ability to have a dismissal in lieu of $210 in costs and $250 in fines, and he chose to listen.
Well, is the point here that listening to, say, La Boheme or some other opera is supposed to be a means of developing the morals of the offender, or is he supposed to listen to it very loud to know what that might be like, or is it supposed to be so unpleasant that he or she would never dare blast their radio receiver again?
If there's a D answer that says all of the above, that's what applies. I hope that when they listen to the opera, they get something new, whether it's La Boheme or La Traviata. I come in during the course of the performance in hopes that I can explain the opera to them. I tell them with my bailiff sitting there, there is no sleeping, no talking on your cell phone, no eating, no reading. You must sit and listen. The idea being, okay, I have imposed my music on you. If you consider this punishment, then you will understand. Don't impose your music on others.
And about how many people have served the sentence of listening to an opera in your chambers?
Well over 100. Mm-hmm. It's not really a sentence. We hear about diversion programs all the time. I give people that same option here. If you take this, I will dismiss your case, and you walk away without the charge pending against you and without paying anything.
Well, you've had about 100 people, you say, do this, or over 100 people do this. Has any one of them proved recidivist and turned up in court again for a noise violation despite this experience of listening to opera?
Only one.
And what became of that person the second time?
That person received, well, this young man came in just about 3 weeks ago and was arraigned. I recognized him immediately. I said, you were here before and listened to music? He said, yeah, that's true.
Which opera did he hear?
He actually heard La Boheme.
Uh-huh.
I guess he didn't like it, or maybe it didn't have its impact.
Maybe you can require him to listen to Carmina Burana or something like that.
Maybe I'll make him listen to Macbeth. I don't know.
Well, Judge Swartz, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on law, order, and opera with us.
My pleasure, and thank you for inviting me to be on.
Judge Jeffrey Swartz of the Dade County Court spoke to us from Miami.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.